AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It got off to a bumpy start, but it appears the Iran-Israel ceasefire is holding. President Trump said each side was accusing the other of breaking the ceasefire.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
As the NATO summit gets underway, President Trump is there. Secretary General Mark Rutte is praising the president for making Europe pay in a big way to contribute to NATO's defenses.
Of course, we have to do it because of keeping ourselves safe here. But do you really think if Donald Trump would not have been president, that tomorrow he would get to the 5%? Are you really thinking that? I'm not.
John Diddy Combs confirms to a judge he won't testify at his sex trafficking trial. The AP's Julie Walker reports the prosecution has rested.
After testimony from 34 witnesses, including two of his ex-girlfriends, capping a six-week-long presentation of evidence against the hip-hop mogul. The move on Tuesday came after the defense finished questioning the government's final witness, a Homeland Security Investigations agent. Prosecutors cite the sex marathons, including male escorts, as proof of the charges, including racketeering. Defense lawyers say they were consensual encounters in the swingers' lifestyle. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers are expected to wrap up their defense quickly, with the jury possibly getting the case by the end of the week. Julie Walker, New York.
Temperatures are reaching 100 along the East Coast, in New York City and in Boston, where union carpenter Derek Bowman is trying to stay hydrated.
We got like neck coolers, hat coolers, you know, plenty of water. We just do what we can to stay safe.
100-degree temperatures are possible from Maine to Florida. An official tells the AP the Trump administration is providing $30 million to an Israeli-backed group distributing food in Gaza. This is AP News. A U.S. proficiency policy takes effect tomorrow.
President Trump issued an executive order in April saying that commercial truckers who don't read and speak English proficiently would be considered unfit for service.
This is my coolant. This is my sight glass.
At the Driving Academy School in Linden, New Jersey, Director Bill Faria says,
as of right now, they're not prepared to speak English when they're driving a truck because nobody's requiring that of them, right? They speak English to pass the test, and then after that, they're not required.
The new procedures call for enhanced roadside inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions and directions in English. It'll also evaluate if they can understand highway traffic signs and electronic message boards. Driving Academy founder Jonathan Marquez says drivers should want to improve themselves.
If there's that language barrier in play and you're never improving yourself, it makes the roads extremely dangerous.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.